in their own kayaks, and they use different methods to get down the river. Eric uses a system of radio headsets where he talks to his guide, Harlan, and Lonnie just would listen for his guides yelling to him. And the film focuses on Eric's story more so, but Lonnie's certainly there and a fun part of it.
So, Michael, what drew you to telling their story?
For me, this story goes back many years. Back in the year 2000, I was climbing Mount Everest for the first time. I met this blind guy named Eric Weinmayer. And I didn't even know how to talk to him at first because I'd never met a blind person before. And I didn't even, to explain to him that I'm a filmmaker and wondering if he'd seen any of my films, you know, I didn't know the right words to use. Looking back on that now, it's kind of funny. But over the years, we've done a lot of projects together.
In the trailer to the film, Eric says something interesting. He says,
I hate it when people tell me anything is possible. The barriers, they're real. They're real things with real substance, and they actually hurt a lot.
So if the message of the film is not anything is possible, then what would you say that the story is really about?
Yeah, well, what Eric means when he says he hates it when somebody says anything is possible, that, you know, a lot of his life he's been this kind of super blind guy, and it's not a moniker that he likes, because you can't do anything. You can do a lot if you work at it really hard. And then at some point, you kind of go beyond that level where your skill is enough, and you just have to kind of, like he says at one point in the film, you just have to trust and give it a whirl.
I think so. A lot of us experience the Grand Canyon as a very visual spectacle, and obviously you're a filmmaker, so you know your medium is the colors and the shapes of the canyon. I wonder whether following Eric and Lonnie through their journey, did that change anything about the way you experience the Grand Canyon?
When I'm out on the trail or doing something, I'll close my eyes just to sort of get a comparative feeling, but I can always open them in half a second. But to think about what it's like to be in the chaos of whitewater and not be able to open your eyes and not be able to see it really when you wanted to. You know, if you had a blindfold on, you'd be trying to tear that thing off. But he can't do that. So he's going into these things where it's only sound and sensation. And it's absolutely terrifying for him.
The way people react to bad things is that they shut down and they build a lot of crust around themselves. And I'm the first person who does that. And yet something keeps nagging at me, telling me that that's the exact wrong thing to do. Lay it open.
People have often asked, like, well, why did Eric climb Mount Everest if he can't see the view? And really, the view is only, you know, like, a tenth of 1% of the overall experience. You're still there for all the great times with your friends and all the good things that come with being with friends and doing something really hard and sharing that triumph together.
Michael Brown, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thanks for having me on your radio show.